What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking about how to identify your target audience. Now, let me share my story. I've been in business for over 10 years and I run multiple businesses, including events, training, and coaching. And I want to share about my experience with events because that was the first business that I started over 10 years ago. Now, when I started, I wanted to be an event planner for everyone. Children's event party planner, wedding planner, etiquette planner, team building, corporate events. I wanted them all. So at that time, I was also part of a women empowerment group and I was a volunteer. And because I was volunteering and I was really hardworking, they decided to allow me to advertise in their women's brochure. And I was so excited about that. And I put my advert together and I got my pen ready and I was waiting for all these calls. But guess what? I got nothing. And do you know the reason why? I was talking to too many people. I hadn't really clearly identified my target audience. And it took me years to understand. But hopefully it won't take you years because I'm talking to you right now about it and I'm sharing my lessons, okay? So, you know, normally when you talk about demographics, you talk about age, location, hobbies, but there is so much more to that. And when I'm doing my coaching programs, I really dig deep. And that's one of the reasons, why my students appreciate it. They say, Riri, you really make us think deeply about our customers. And it's important to do that because when you think deeply about your customers and their problems, you can serve them better. So one of the questions I ask my students, I say, what problems are your customers trying to solve? You've got to really understand what's in their mind, you know? And for example, one of my students, she owns a juicing firm and it's all across Lagos and I buy from her. And I say to her, what do you think your customers are trying to solve? And she says to me, oh, Riri, it's healthy living, isn't it? And I said, really? Because I'm a customer of yours. Do you want to ask me the question? You know, so we did one-to-one coaching. And we both came to the conclusion that apart from healthy living, a lot of her customers want to look good. We want to go to those events where our showbiz, we want everything to fit properly, don't we? Okay, so another question is, what is the depth of your customer pain and frustration? Do you know what that is? And if you do, that will help you to identify your target market and provide them what they want. Now, I'm going back in time to 10 years ago when I started my business and I was hustling on that Lagos road, you know, flagging down taxis in the hot sun, sweating, you know, all of that stuff. And then in Lagos, they started to introduce all these rider apps. And those rider apps were like a miracle for me because they helped with my pain and frustration. I no longer had to stand in the hot sun belting down a taxi. I could stay in my office and log in and just get a taxi, you know, a ride, use the rider app, and they would come to me within a certain period. And I could even see on the map where they were. So they wouldn't be saying to me, Riri, I'm on the way, because I could see exactly where they were, you know. So that's another thing you've got to do. You've got to understand the depth of your customer's pain and frustration. Another thing you've got to do is you've got to ask yourself, how do these customers that you're trying to get currently solve their problems? And what products or services do they use at the moment? And that's where it's important to think about research. And I remember back in the day, I'm going back in time now, when I was a university student and I had a part-time job and I was working for a research company that made me spend a lot of time making telephone calls, asking questions to their customers about how satisfied they were with their products. And I was so exhausted. I was like, what is this? How many questions can you ask a person? But I was not a business owner at the time. I was a student, remember? But now, looking back, I realize how important it was and how vital those questions were for my company. I didn't realize it at the time, but now that I'm a business owner, I now see why they were getting me to ask so many questions, you know? And nowadays, what you can do is you can research that those the things that you need to do to know about your customers on social media. Social media is full of engagements, aren't they? So go on social media after this show, start reading up what, you know, the frustrations are with your customers, what they're saying, and that is like free research, okay? Don't say that re-re-re-clear doesn't help you. So another thing that you've got to do is you've got to ask yourself, what key value and benefits do you offer these customers? Because guess what? It's always about what's in it for me. That is what the customer is always asking. What is in it for me? You know, a lot of the times when we're talking about our products and services, we're a lot of the times talking about features, but really we should be keyed onto benefits. And recently I was having a one-to-one coaching session with one of my other clients who was bringing in a rider's app to Nigeria, and I said to him, there's a lot of riders apps right now. What are the key benefits that you're going to be providing to your customer? And he said to me that he knows that there's insecurity in Nigeria, and for him, his riders app is all about providing better security with emergency protocol. And I said, that is fantastic. And the feedback has been phenomenal for him. He is growing his business because he has a key benefit that is really answering, you know, his customers' pain and frustration. So you have to say to yourself, what key value and benefits do you offer your customers right now? Another thing is, how easy is it to reach these customers? I mean, back in the day, because I've been, even though I've been in business for over 10 years, I've been working for a long, long, you know, much longer time than that. And I know that before it was so much harder to reach customers. But today, with social media, with online, you can reach your customers faster than ever. So before I go on, I've got a special message from our leading sponsor, First Bank. Yeah, whoop, 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 whoop. Okay, so by now you all know I come with great news, and I have a message for all female MSMEs, and I suggest you listen closely. All female owned and managed MSME businesses can now access up to 3 million single digit loan with First Gem. Yes, you heard that right. First Gem Fund Scheme is First Bank's gender support single digit loan for women in micro, small and medium enterprises. Whoop, 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 whoop. A women owned managed MSMEs with at least 51% female ownership in the following approved can apply. So listen up. If you are in one, food, beverage, processing and packaging, confectionaries, you can apply. Two, catering and restaurants, you can apply. Three, transportation, including logistics, you can apply. Four, beauty, cosmetic products, you can apply. Five, agro-allied retail food value chain, you can apply. You can get up to 3 million with First Gem loan at 9%. Isn't that amazing? All you need to do is apply for First Gem loan. Simply download the application form from firstbanknigeria.com or kindly visit a First Bank branch near you to initiate your loan. That is First Gem, and that is from our leading sponsors, First Bank. So if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about how to identify your target market. And I'm going deep, aren't I? These are deep questions that you've got to think about. So one of the questions that you've got to ask yourself is, how and where do customers or potential customers get their information to inform their purchasing decision? How do they do that? And you know, you've got to research and look at the competition. There's no harm. You don't have to compete with the competition, but you've got to do some research to see what the competition are doing. And you've got to research and ask customers questions too, to find out where they get their information. Another thing that you can do, and this really is so important, is what marketing methods are best for reaching your target audience, okay? So one of the things that I discovered in my event planning experience, what works for me, what marketing method works for my business, is video testimonials. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm very quick to ask my customers, especially when they're highly satisfied, to come on my videos and, you know, say some nice things about me, and that always brings business to me. So you've got to figure out what works for you. What works for me may work for you too, you never know. So that's what we do. I mean, recently we did a factory event, factory opening, and immediately the customer was satisfied. I said to him, "Please, can you do a video for me?" And he immediately obliged to my request. So that's it. If you've enjoyed the lessons today on business growth with Riri Okoye, don't keep it to yourself. Tell your business colleagues to tune in next week. Next week, our leading sponsors, First Bank, will be joining the show. Whoop, 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 whoop. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this SME show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Thank you for listening. Bye.